2:45 p.m. for the latest in cattle markets, all right here on your dependable neighbor, KASM Albany.
Our first A for Agriculture winner, courtesy of the KASM Radio Farm Department and our friends at Albany A&W, Bryce Frericks, from Bryce's Pumpkins. He was nominated by his aunt Ashley. And Bryce stopped on by yesterday, had a chance to introduce himself.
I'm Bryce Frericks. I live in Albany, Minnesota, and I'm in 7th grade, and I'm 12 years old.
And Bryce, just 12 years old, has his own pumpkin business, and he talks about it, gives us a bit of a background.
So when I was about 12, my parents came up to me and asked me and gave me a little push for a business called that I would sell pumpkins with. So I thought that was a great idea. And so my parents kind of followed me alone so I could plant all the pumpkins. And we planted the pumpkins. And then we pretty much watered them and took care of them. And then when it was fall season, we picked them and put them on a trailer.
Mm-hmm. And just a reminder, Bryce is 12. Mom and dad got him a little loan here to start. He's 12, okay? 12. And I said, Bryce, why pumpkins?
They kind of inspired me to have a pumpkin business because I've kind of learned from them. And then I looked it up and all that, and I Googled how to raise pumpkins. So I got involved with that, and my parents helped me along the way. Mm-hmm. Here I am.
So mom and dad helping out along the way as well. He talks about kind of the process that goes into raising pumpkins.
It's pretty easy. So you just pick the certain kind of pumpkin that you want, or as I have, squash or gourds. So what you do is you plant, you find a pumpkin or squash or gourd, and you put it in the ground. And what we do is we plant 3 to 4 seeds in each hill, and we have 250 hills with about 3 or 4 in each hill, so that's about 750 to 1,000 seeds that we planted. So you really just put it in the ground and then wait for it to rain, and then about a week after you plant them, you water them yourself, and then you have the rain do the rest of the work.
I had to chuckle a little bit. I said, Bryce, you're hoping or just waiting for it to rain. I said, sometimes it's not going to rain when you want to, right?
If it doesn't rain, you just go out and keep watering them until they look like they're good to go.
Mm-hmm. So you're going out by hand and doing that hard work. And I mentioned Bryce as well. Bryce Frericks, our A for Agriculture winner for October. And I did ask how he puts his pumpkins to the market. How does he sell his pumpkins?
So what we do is we put a stand out by Centrisoda, down by a Fleet Supply. We ask them if we can put our stand there. They're so nice, and they say yes. So we take a trailer, and we put it down there. And we fill it with pumpkins, squash, gourds, whatever it can carry. And we put little price tags on them. And we have a little box so that the public can come and put money in a little box, pretty much an honor system, and we let them pick what they want.
Mm-hmm. So a young guy and going back to the old-fashioned honor system, you bet, when it comes to buying his pumpkins. So Bryce Frericks here this morning. I asked him what he likes most about the whole process.
I enjoy just the experience I get out of it. I like to give back to the community for all what they've done for me. I just enjoy being outside and, like, raising pumpkins. It's just something that I enjoy and like to do.
I know Bryce had mentioned, too, he donates pumpkins as well. I think he donated some to the school, to Mother Mercy, and to other areas as well, donating some of his produce as well. So, great job by Bryce. And I said, too, I'm sure you got other kids in your grade or other family members. Do they ever ask you what's going on? Or do you get a lot of the same questions, too, asked of you? Or
they always ask me, like, what I have out there. And I always give them a direct answer of, I have this out there. And they always seem to like that I always know that.
Mm-hmm, yeah, smart young man, Bryce Frericks, joining us, our A for Agriculture winner. And I said, Bryce, what's the future hold for the pumpkin patch?
So we're going to keep growing pumpkins and squash and gourds, but each year we're going to have more kinds of pumpkins and squash and gourds so that the public can have more of a variety to choose from.
And I also said to Bryce, I said, what's your advice to maybe, what if you have a classmate or maybe another youngster who's interested in doing their own business?
Keep on going, and just even if the work gets hard, keep going.
Yeah, Bryce Frericks joining us, our A for Agriculture winner, had a chance to sit down with him in studio after school yesterday, of course. And I mentioned, too, the family role. Family plays a big role in helping his pumpkin business flourish as well.
They help a lot. So my dad helps me, all my family members help me out in the field. But he helps me plant them and get them ready. And then my mom and my sisters help me, get the signs up and help me think of ideas to do.
Bryce Frericks, our A for Agriculture winner. Congratulations. It was a pleasure to sit down and talk to a young person like that. So you could just, see the passion ooze out of his pores about what he was doing and his excitement and his interest and his involvement. And we do appreciate his time. Congratulations. Yeah, Bryce Frericks, our first A for Agriculture winner for the month of October. We're now accepting nominations, and his aunt Ashley nominating Bryce. And you can share your nomination as well. Go to mychasm.com, and click on farm and fill out our simple online nomination form.